This is Reverend Ann Perswell of Divine Land Code of Business, and we are here for the 25 Clients in 25 Days program. This is call number 5. We're going to do it full on this time, which is affirmation tapping on Fridays. I'm going to send you off into your wonderful weekend, headed off having, you know, feeling so completely aligned with the divine and able to receive that which you desire, that which you ask for. We ask for something, but then we also want to control how it comes. And to some degree, I think that's important. To some degree, we want to just at least say in our intentions when we're asking, I would like this, please. I call in this. I ask for this in this way. Sometimes it ends up showing up differently. And then we're like, yeah, but no, I don't want it to look like that. I want it to look like this. So then we're trying to control the outcome. So let's take a nice deep breath, call in our guides and call in our angels. Let's call in the divine, and we say thank you for this opportunity to heal our feelings of allowing, of receiving, our experiences of receiving, our choices to receive. Thank you for the opportunity to heal beliefs that say we cannot have because we do not deserve. We are grateful, and so it is. All right, start tapping, top of your head. Thank you for the gifts that I have in my life. When I look around, I see abundance. I see abundance in nature. I see abundance in the grass that grows. I see abundance in the trees and their leaves. I see abundance in birds and in flowers. I see abundance everywhere. And I know that the tree does not say, do I deserve this sunlight? The tree does not say, do I deserve this water? The bird does not say, do I deserve this abundance of seed? Do I deserve to sit here on this branch and sing my song? Does the grass say, do I deserve to have the soil nurture me? Why then do I ask, do I deserve to receive the money that will allow me to continue my work in this world, that will allow me to live in a home that brings me joy? Why then do I ask, do I deserve to receive this money, to receive this client, to receive this money for the work I do with this client? I am willing to let go of my fears of receiving, to allow it to flow in the myriad ways it wishes to flow in. I deserve to express my work, to share this with the world, for it is what I came to do. It is who I am. And by the same law that the tree deserves, that light, sunlight, the soil and the rain, I deserve the clients. I deserve to be paid for the work I do. I deserve to receive abundance for the work that I do. Not because I am good, but because I am. I would never go out and say, bad tree, you don't deserve that water. Bad tree, you took up too much space. By that same token, don't need to say it to yourself. Bad me for getting that client. Bad me for getting that money. Bad me for money coming in that way. Bad me. I deserve to receive. I deserve to create with the divine, to co-create beauty and joy and love with the divine, to create the space of healing, the opportunity for healing. I deserve to create love. I deserve to create abundance. I'm willing to receive. I'm willing to receive. I'm willing to be that light. I'm willing to be the channel of deservingness. I'm willing to allow myself to receive whatever it is that is mine to receive. I'm willing to say yes to receiving. I'm willing to be that channel of receiving. I'm willing to open myself and allow it to flow in. I'm willing to open my arms to the divine and say, yes, yes, come in. Be here now. Be a part of me. Flow through me. Shine through me. Speak through me. Let me see through your eyes. I receive. I allow. I receive. I allow. I allow the divine to shine through me, to shine in me, to be me. For I am one with the divine. And I call that in. I claim it here. I claim it now. I call it in. And I say yes. And so it is. All right, Divine Ones. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Go get your divine on. Today's a little short call, but that's okay. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Big hugs to you all. Bye, everybody.